Executive Director for Tongis County, Makui Mabior, says the fighting began on Saturday in Romij Market following a quarrel between a group of youth and soldiers deployed to the area to disarm civilians. Speaking in Dinka, Mabior says the fighting erupted after a soldier told one youth who was wearing a red piece of cloth commonly worn around the head by cattle camp youth to remove the cloth.
A soldier told him to remove it, saying that he should not wear it in the market. They started to quarrel. From there, a small fight started. Bystanders rushed in and convinced them to stop and take the youth to the police. But soon after that, the soldiers cocked their guns and started shooting, killing the youth and other civilians in the market.
Major General Lurai Kong, the South Sudan People's Defense Force spokesperson, says the fighting started after a group of armed youth attacked a police post to try to forcefully release their detained relatives, which resulted in a gun battle between soldiers and youth.
On the night of August 8th, these armed civilians, commonly known as Galweng, went and mobilized themselves in large numbers. And in the morning on the 9th, they attacked our defensive position at Romij. So that was the start of the fighting. It was not direct between us and the civilians.
Mabior says nearly 80 people were killed on both sides in a gun battle that continued until Sunday afternoon.
In the side of the Galweng youth, apart from those meetings, we are getting 46 deaths, 93 wounded. The soldiers are 34.
Mabior says more than 40 people are still missing. Most civilians ran into the bush for safety. Romij Market was completely looted, according to Mabior. Major General Kong says he doesn't know how many people were killed, but says there were heavy casualties on both sides. He says the soldiers have pulled back in an attempt to end the fighting.
To minimize further escalation, our forces are to disengage, and then they are pulled back to a place called Ngabagok.
Although Tony East County is calm for now, community leaders like Francis Agwek are calling on President Salva Kiir to punish army commanders deployed to the area for the loss of lives.
He should intervene to this situation by stopping the two generals who are carrying out the operation. I am predicting the genocide in that area. I'm also appealing to international community to go and make documentary because of the atrocities we have been committed in the area, because people have been killed and some women also have been raped by the army.
Last week, the civil society organization South Sudan National Network on Small Arms criticized the government for carrying out the disarmament campaign without a plan that prevents clashes between armed youth and soldiers. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.